All right. Bosek, what you got for us, my man?
All right, talk about social media. Welcome to the show, Morgan.
Thanks, Bosek.
It's the brain. It's the brain.
What's the craziest thing that you've shared or seen on social media? Like favorite post you've made or favorite tweet you sent out?
Personally.
You should put Falcons in there too, I think.
Yeah, because I don't post personally that much.
I think you should put Falcons or in there as well.
I tell you, for me, I like the motivational quotes and stuff. And for me, I know the significance of social media and stuff that you should not be putting on there. So I ain't got nothing that's too crazy. You know, I got, you know, my kids and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, I like the quotes that are motivational and stuff like that. So
I remember when Facebook first started, it was just for college students.
Yeah.
And then when it went public and like the Falcons had a Facebook page, I'd be like, ooh, I better go back and take some stuff down.
Sure. Yeah.
But no, mine is easy. It happened this past year.
Oh gosh.
We're at the Superdome and I took a photo of the field and it was like total coincidence, it just so happened that the Saints were practicing their flag crew and hadn't gotten the S out yet. So we said Saints. And it went crazy.
That thing still comes up on Twitter.
And what's funny is the guy on the couch had one that did the same thing, but I got all the credit. It was good.
Matt, that was you?
It was me. I put that out.
Seriously? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Yeah. There was an article written about
it. That's what I'm saying.
I kind of got a little scared because, you know, we're working the game. I see my retweets.
You scared somebody's going to look your picture up and come find you?
Well, then CBS writes an article. Hey, employee finds, takes a happenstance photo and it goes viral. And I was like, I had to send back to home base back here. Like, hey, FYI, bosses.
This is what happened.
This is out there. And they're like, that's great. So
yeah, everyone loved it.
It was good.
That was great. It was
good. Yeah, see? But hey, it was completely... just coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Coincidence is good, man. Well deserving of those people, you know. I'm sure the Falcon fans had no problem with that.
That's how you get followers.
That helped.
That helped.
That helped my clout score.
That's how you got me.
What you got, Morg?
I guess I'll go with Falcons. Favorite thing I've ever posted is probably Tony. His last week, anything we posted, it was just really
major,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah. It was just really cool because we had more of a behind the scenes on social than we ever have.
Yeah.
And just to follow him that last week of his career was really awesome.
Mark, so, are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
So do you wish like your followers are like the Falcons followers on yours?
I have like a personal that no one's going to find, so don't try it.
Yeah.
And then I have...
I'm one of those too.
Yeah. And then I have Falcons Morgan. So you can, I do Falcons stuff.
So
there,
which one is
like
more?
Stuff.
The Falcons or Falcons Morgan?
Much more. Falcons.
Yeah. No, she said Falcons Morgan. She said her. The people love me. They don't really love the Falcons. That's what she said. The people love me.
No, I'm behind that.
It is fun. Yeah. It is fun to sit next to Morgan again and watch, like, when you put like a touchdown Falcons, go ahead.
And how much it
retweets. I love watching the retweet
counter.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Just go nuts. Wow. So
it's
much
really
fun.
Cool.
It's good to watch.
Especially
so.
Like a Julio.
And like you said, you know, it's fun to like put a magnifying glass on the negative, but we really do have some really great fans.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
And they're passionate and they do fun. They kind of do some fun stuff. I love the memes. I love the stuff that they do during the, you know, all the time, actually.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys, I got a great... He's a good Falcons fan. Works out with me at the gym. Name's Rod. He goes, dude, I wish I could sit down with you and the other guys and express how much we should be doing this. He's talking about all the, you know, the pickups and stuff.
He wants to come on Falcon Cast.
He would want to.
Let's bring Roddy in. Next time when I was on vacation, maybe we'll bring Roddy in. It'll be good. This isn't Roddy White. It's another
Roddy. This guy, his name's Rod. He's just a guy at the gym.
He's an
avid Falcons fan. We're talking about Falcons fan. He's an avid Falcons fan. Wants him to do well, and he keeps
that's
up
good.
With everything. Watches the Falcon cast, and I walk in the sauna the other day. He's like, dude, you guys were talking about this, talking about that. And he was on it. He was like, I would love to come in and sit there next to you guys. He said, man, I want to go sit in with Rich. I want to go sit out with Thomas.
Yeah. Now, Morgan, you get that a lot. Everyone wants to talk to Arthur.
Yeah, they're like, hey, advice. I need to tell Arthur exactly what needs to happen.
Really?
Hey, I need to tell Coach what he needs to be doing right now.
Right now.
I don't think that can happen.
Wow.